This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up soon, in fact, on the 30th, it's the Douglas County Recovery Road 5K. Juliet Planches from Thrive Umpqua and Greg Garris from Adapt In to talk about it. Juliet, let's start out with you. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm very excited to be partnering on behalf of the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community and Thrive Umpqua with Adapt on this special event. This is a free 5K. Everyone that registers gets a free t-shirt. It's on September 30th. It's at Stewart Park, and it's just going to be a really sweet gathering of community. The Umpqua Valley BIPOC community has contributed a lot of elements of the event that will bring in some various cultural representation. We have Wikasi, the Cow Creek Drum Group, going to open the event. We have a big performer, Daniel French from Las Cafeteras, coming up to perform for us. And then we have two Native women, mother and daughter, coming down from Portland to share their stories as part of the recovery kind of component to the event. So those are some of the highlights that I'm looking forward to. Greg can share a little bit more about some of the other details.
Yeah, great. Tell us more.
Yeah, of course. So this event is actually founded specifically related to September being Recovery Month. Recovery Month focuses on just kind of the experiences that a large number of our local, regional, and national community members have related to addiction and their recovery from it. Here in Roseburg, that story is pretty poignant for a lot of our community members. So this event is also offering the opportunity for us to have our first or a reintroduction of our Recovery Voices of Recovery Award for a number of folks in our community who have put forward a lot of effort to recognize and commemorate the work of recovery that both our Adapt community members do and then our just general Roseburg community members cover.
So talk about Adapt's role in helping different folks that are in recovery.
Yeah, so Adapt is currently offering a number of different resources for substance use treatment and recovery for pretty much anybody that is interested across Douglas, Coos, Curry, and Josephine counties. If you're interested in any kind of our services, you can actually see the full list of them at adaptoregon.org, but we cover everything from residential treatment to detox services to outpatient service, DUI treatment, drug court treatment, a full gambit of services that provide the opportunity for folks to just kind of take that first step toward recovery.
And I know that coming out of a pandemic, that's been more of an issue.
Yeah, the kind of loneliness aspect of the pandemic did put a lot of pressure on folks who were either actively in addiction or seeking to overcome it. Coming out of the COVID pandemic has actually been a really positive thing for a large number of folks who were in that situation. We have seen an uptick in use of services, and we are very proud that people are taking that step forward to kind of understand that the path toward recovery does only require opening one door, and we are proud to actually be able to open all of the rest afterward.
So, Juliet, where is this event being held at on the 30th?
So it's going to be at Stewart Park, and we have the area that down there by the Half Shell. As I mentioned, we have some performers and some speakers. The event kind of starts around 8 o'clock, so folks can come and get registered and get their t-shirt and kind of get ready for the walk run. Everyone is invited to come and walk or run at whatever abilities you know you're at. You're welcome. And that is part of why Thrive Umpqua wanted to partner on this event, because as you know, this is well-being focused and recovery is a big part of that, and really wanting to kind of feature that part of our population that's really kind of thriving and successing, finding success in that realm. Just drawing attention to that and giving it the kind of the celebratory, kind of aspect that it deserves. So that's going to be at around 8 o'clock, and then we'll have the drum group go and kind of start us off on a really good foot. I think it'll be really inspiring to kind of have that be how the event kicks off. And then we'll have the walk run. We'll come back. We'll have some performers, some speakers. We'll have some really great food available. Lots of healthy options there, as well as just kind of what you know, your conventional barbecue options. And then again, more performers and speakers to close out the event. So it's going to be really lovely. Folks are invited to participate at whatever level they're interested. If you want to just come later for the speakers, or if you want to walk run, you're invited to do that. And Gray, would you like to share how folks can register for the event?
Yeah, if you are interested in participating as a walker or a runner, it is completely up to you. You can register at go.adaptoregon.org/run. You can register as a group, as a family, as an individual. It's completely up to you. You do have the opportunity to put in your PR so that we can kind of stratify folks out. So if we do have some of our more competitive folks, we'll put you at the front so that you can finish a little earlier. But if you're just there to have a group walk, you are perfectly fine to do that. And remember, you do get a free t-shirt just for registering.
So again, what's that address to sign up?
Go.adaptoregon.org/run.
All right, Juliet, anything else you want to add?
Just that we're just grateful to have this beautiful partnership between ADAPT, Thrive Umpqua, and the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community. This is the second community-wide public-facing event for the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community this year, so we'll have a strong presence from our Black, Brown, Indigenous, and people of color at this event in contribution to all of the planning and having that lens on the event, but also a table there with all of our materials and our various programs and activities that we have going on year-round.
All right, Saturday, September 30th, so not that far off. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:37 at the morning report.